AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Attorney General Merrick Garland is announcing a plan to fight domestic extremism.
In the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocated for the superiority of the white race.
Garland says the threat has evolved, and this effort comes following the deadly Capitol riot in January. He says the focus is on violence, not ideology. There are new details about how Donald Trump pressured the Justice Department to investigate his unsubstantiated claims of election fraud before he left office. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The House Oversight Committee has released emails from the White House showing a push by the president and his allies to challenge the election result, even though former Attorney General Bill Barr had said there was no evidence of widespread fraud. The emails sent to Acting AG Jeff Rosen and others included debunked and unfounded conspiracy theories, including one that Italy was using satellites to change votes, which the deputy acting AG called pure insanity. One email included a draft legal brief for the Supreme Court. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden is in Geneva. Tomorrow he meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin. An argument in a house on Chicago's south side this morning erupted in gunfire, leaving four women dead.
It tells us that we still have much work to do in our mission to end gun violence here in Chicago, in particular, to limit the access of individuals to illegal guns.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot in Chicago says she's been in touch with the White House. The Biden administration is urging the Supreme Court to reinstate the death sentence for Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, despite the president's vocal opposition to capital punishment. The initial prosecution and decision to seek the death sentence was made by the Obama administration. This is AP News. Mexico has received coronavirus vaccine donated by the U.S.
The U.S. donated more than a million doses of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Officials in Mexico say once those shots are in arms, there won't be any reason to continue restricting travel over the U.S. border. The U.S. and Mexico have restricted border crossings to essential travel only since early in the pandemic. The U.S. shipment will be used to vaccinate anybody over 18 in four cities along the border: Tijuana, Mexicali, Ciudad Juarez, and Reynosa. About 30% of Mexico's adult population has already gotten COVID shots. I'm Rita Foley.
A report released today says charitable giving in the United States reached a record $471 billion last year. Faced with greater needs, estates and foundations also opened up their pocketbooks at increased rates. Following last year's racial justice protest, many corporations made sizable pledges that aim to improve racial equity. Ed Donahue, AP News.